You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The two words exasperate and exacerbate look similar and sound similar, and those aren't actually the only reasons that we might hear one of those words used for the other.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
Well, Ann, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving free from exacerbation or exasperation, whichever one it is.
It was very free from exasperation. And this question came in about these words from our listener, Judy. So it seemed like a great time to talk about this. Judy wrote us and said, I have noticed people using the word exasperate when I believe they mean exacerbate. Judy goes on to say, I've even heard reporters or interviewees on NPR employ what I believe is this incorrect usage. And I'm so glad that Judy brought this up because I have also heard this and I have assumed it was a straightforward confusion. And it turns out that it is not nearly that straightforward. To give people an example, here's a quote from NPR in 2008 about inflation in Zimbabwe. And it goes, sanctions would actually just exasperate the problems. Now, that's a place where I would think you should use exacerbate to make them
Me too.
Worse.
Yep.
All right. So here's the story. Exacerbate goes back to the 1600s, borrowed into English from Latin, and it has always meant to increase the pain of something, to increase the bitterness or the severity. It's synonymous with to aggravate in the sense of to make worse. So we can hold exacerbate constant. It's meant that. Exasperate is much more complicated. It has had multiple meanings over its history. If we go back to the 1600s, we can find it being used to mean, for example, to make harsher or to make a law more severe, to increase the fierceness or violence of pain or hunger. So here's a quote from the late 17th century. Rubbing the sore doth tend to exasperate and inflame it.
That's a place where I would use exacerbate. Yep.
Right. And here's another one of where exasperate means to embitter or intensify. This is from 1677. Why come you thus to exasperate my despair? Or here's 1855, describing that someone's temper was exasperated by disease. So we see that historically, exasperate has had these meanings that completely overlap with exacerbate. It has also, since the 1500s, meant to irritate someone, which is one of the most common current meanings of exasperate, is to annoy or irritate. Now, the question of, so is this confusion? What's happening with history? If you look in Merriam-Webster, they have that the meaning of to make more severe is obsolete. So for them, exasperate just means annoy or irritate. If you look at American Heritage, they provide both meanings for exasperate, to make very angry or impatient, to annoy, as well as to increase the intensity of. So in some ways, the question is, how obsolete is this old meaning of exasperate? Is it that speakers have confused the two, or are speakers using an obsolete form? Brian Garner in Modern American Usage says this distinction has been clear for a few generations now, and so you shouldn't confuse them. Merriam-Webster recommends that we be very careful in our formal writing, which is probably good advice for formal writing because people probably will think that we didn't know to disentangle them. But the historian in me says these words have been entangled for a long time, and it's not a straightforward case of just confusion.
And, you know, that's not really something that I have noticed, using one word where I think that the other should be. But as is often the case when we do this segment, I'm going to be seeing it everywhere from here on out. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a really good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.